Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet him. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down on today. Glory to God, a word from the Lord on today. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. I want you to make sure that you've been tuning in because, you know, this is ministry with you in mind. We start off on Tuesday night, glory to God, with none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. These shows have been just awesome, awesome, talking about the Holy Spirit being filled each and every day with the Holy Spirit, allowing God to be your guide. Glory to God. It's been an awesome journey, and we're still on it. So if you missed it, you can go back and you can listen to it on demand. The show comes on Wild Tuesday with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a spiritual leader, you need a marriage counselor, whatever the need may be, inbox them on Facebook and let them know that you're interested in becoming a part of the Wild Team. Because, you know, God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. You know, some say, well, I don't have anybody to mentor me. I don't have anybody to teach me. I don't have anybody to help me to get to my next level. Well, the door is open. Glory to God. And be not afraid because, you know, amen, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, glory to God, but a sound mind, love, and peace. So come on in. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. And they will return you, they will return, amen, your call, or they'll inbox you back and let you know, what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. So you can't get it no better than that. That door is open. So I encourage you to come on in and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. An awesome job on yesterday. You missed it. She was talking about leadership and how you need to obey your leaders. You know, there's a blessing in that for you. Glory to God. If you missed it, you can also go back and hear it on demand. But, you know, that's a blessing when you obey your leaders. If you can't obey your leaders, then chances are you're not obeying God either, because he has placed, amen, people over you, glory to God, to help you to get to that next level that you need to go to. He has placed people to help you. Amen. Glory to God. And if you're not obeying them, then chances are, glory to God, you ain't obeying nobody on your job, work, nowhere. Glory to God. So you missed an awesome show on yesterday. I want you to go back and listen to it on demand. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then next on Sunday, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to make sure you go and tell your friends how you came over here and you've heard the word of God on all the shows. It's ministry with you in mind from Tuesday night, glory to God. Saturday, my God, my God. Sunday, glory to God. And then after this, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You will hear all these ministries with you in mind. And if these ministries have been a blessing to you, sow your seed. You know, they always say God is not trying to get something from you, but he's trying to get something to you. Don't you believe that, glory to God? You know, sometimes if you're holding your hand so tight, if you ain't letting nothing out, then can't nothing get in, glory to God. Just think about it. Hallelujah, my God. And I encourage you to come on in and partner with us. We invite you into the ministry to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many perks. It's ministry all from Monday all the way down to Sunday, and it starts all back over again. So if you missed it, hallelujah, you can get in now and partner with us. And we pray for all our partners and place you on a personal prayer list where your name is called out. Amen. Glory to God. To the up and lifted up unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, that's a list that you definitely want to be on. So I encourage you to come on in and get in. Hallelujah. It's only $25 or more. Come on. You can't hardly buy nothing nowadays for $25, because if you go in a grocery store, you can get about three items, and you got about $25 worth right there. Sometimes I say, wow, what did I get? Glory to God. And if you're going out to eat, you also understand when you get through and they tally up your bill, glory to God, you say, oh, my God, what did I eat? Glory to God. But, you know, this is ministry that you will get all through the month. Come on now. For $25 or more, you can't beat that. Glory to God. No, you can't pay for the ministry. No, but you can support it. See, there's two different things, paying and supporting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to come on in and let them know what the need may be so we can get you on the right track. Amen. If you call into ministry, you can inbox Apostle and Pastor. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Riles on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Riles. You can inbox them, and they will get back with you. Glory to God, because I don't want you to miss it in this season. As you can see, times are changing. You see all the way the weather is changing and everything is changing. The different volcanoes are erupting and everything's going on, and earthquake in different places, and all the way the weather is changing. And amen, people are changing. Glory to God. They're changing into not something not so good. We'll just put it like that. Hallelujah. So we need all the Jesus we can get every day, each and every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. God is great, and he's worthy to be praised. If you desire prayer, I'm going to open up the line at this time. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I hope you woke up with a grateful heart this morning and praising the Lord, thy God, and for your strength and your health, because, you know, some didn't get a chance to do that. So you need to praise God each and every day for everything that he do. Hallelujah. Even though you might have didn't get that house you wanted, even though you might have didn't get that car you wanted, even though you might didn't get that land you wanted to build a house on, glory to God, but he's still good. Understand, he didn't take it from you. Because every delay, oh, good God Almighty, is not a denial. Hallelujah. He's only delaying it for just a minute because guess what? Hallelujah. You don't know. He want to send you that person that's going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to build you this house, and I'm going to buy you this land. Glory to God. Never think short of the Lord thy God, because he always have something in mind. He always got something in mind better than what you can think. Glory to God. His ways are so much higher. Amen. His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. So every delay is not a denial. When you're delayed, understand he's trying to sometimes keep you from stuff. Glory to God, that you will run into. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes you can just keep pushing and keep pressing and keep pushing in that same direction. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to get out your way and let you walk right on into it. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. No one has pressed the 1. So I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer this time. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we come before you, Lord God, as humble as we know how, Lord, just lifting up your holy name on high, thanking you, Lord God, for all that you are, Lord, and all that we need you to be, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for your presence on the line on today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you're the healer, you can deliver, and you will set free, Lord God, the captives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the backsliders, Lord, that they come on back, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, whatever's holding them down, Lord, break those chains right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that every chain that's trying to bind them up, Lord God, trying to hold them back from serving you, trying to hold them back from coming back, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we break those chains loose Oh, good God Almighty, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up them to you on today, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we lift up every parent to you on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said, Lord God, you will show them, Lord God, in your word, how to be good parents. So Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to show them, Lord God, speak to them, Lord God, through your word on how to be good parents, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, because we know you to be a healer. We know, Lord God, you to be a miracle working God. Lord God, you'll heal us everywhere we hurt, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's hurting under the sound of my voice, Lord God, you'll heal them right now, Lord God. Every foot pain, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, heal the pain right now, Lord God. Take it away, and we cast it in the pit, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you'll order steps. Those that need their steps ordered by you, Lord God, order their steps on today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let them not go, Lord God, to the left, but let them go to your righteousness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. We know, Lord God, that you are everywhere that we need you to be, Lord, and you're everything that we need you to be, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your guidance on today, Lord. We thank you, God, for your deliverance on today, Lord God. We thank you, God, for setting the captives free on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are bound in their mind, oh Lord God. Those, Lord God, who can't see their way out, Lord. We know, Lord God, if they look through your eyes, God, in the name of Jesus, you will show them a way out. Oh, good God Almighty. Father God, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen and glory to God. Don't we serve an awesome God? Hallelujah. Do you sit back sometimes and look, hallelujah, look at the skies and you see different, hallelujah, the way the clouds are formed in the sky. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you say, my God, ain't that that is awesome, because I know he created that. Whom do you say created that? Glory to God. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Hallelujah. He can keep you out of the valley, hallelujah. He can hide you, hallelujah, from the tricks of the enemy. Oh, God, good God Almighty. That's the type of God that we serve, hallelujah. He won't let you get wet, hallelujah, with all the trials and troubles and tribulations, the things that happen in the world, hallelujah, without him being by your side to help you through. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. You know, sometimes we take him so lightly. Hallelujah. They always say, him who you serve. Hallelujah. Either you're going to say God or what? Glory to God. You know, he's awesome. Jesus is awesome. Hallelujah. You always say him who. Glory to God. Him who you're talking about. Hallelujah. You can say what you want to say. Hallelujah. Say what you need to say about the Lord thy God. Don't let nobody steal your praise, and don't let nobody steal whom you know. Don't let nobody steal who you want to talk about. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, this is just a little sidebar. I'm going to go ahead. Y'all go ahead and turn to Genesis chapter 12. We're going to get there. Glory to God. But I'm going to give you this. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to charge you nothing. Hallelujah. But if you want to donate, you know, we ain't going to turn it down. Hallelujah. Because we want you blessed. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you can just get so far out in a place. Hallelujah. You don't want to say Jesus. You know, and you're in a conversation with other people, and then you begin to talk about who's on the inside of you. And sometimes they may not want to hear it. Well, guess what? If they don't want to hear it, then you know it's time for you to just go ahead, amen, say, yes, I hear you, whatever they're talking about, and then move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, like I said, you don't just go and try to pour it on them. But you know, whoever's in you, that's what's going to come out you. Hallelujah. Because you can be in a conversation with sometimes people and they'll go to the left. Good God Almighty. They don't want to know what Jesus is. They don't want to know who he is. For real. They say, yeah, I know it. No, you just know of him. You're denying the power within, what he can do and how he can move mountains, how he can make you whole again, how he can make you hunger and thirst after righteousness, because you shall be filled. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. That's the God that we serve. They don't want to hear it. You know, there are some that wants to hear it, and there are some that just don't. If they don't, just walk away. And then you pray for them. Hallelujah. Pray that he will turn them around and bring them back. Hallelujah. Glory to God, so they can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, so they can hear the Holy Ghost Spirit coming up out of you, so they can hear that voice, hallelujah, speaking to them, glory to God, in the midnight hour, oh my God, and God's going to turn it around, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. That's just what you do. Let's go ahead on and get in the Word of God. My God, God is good. Chapter 12 of Genesis. I'm going to start at the first verse. The title of my message, When God called you, did you answer? Did you hear him when he called? You know, you have to have that relationship. You say, well, somebody called me. Well, when they called you, what did they tell you? Did they tell you, I'm calling you, hallelujah, to come on in, you know, and follow me, hallelujah? Or did it say, well, I'm calling you, amen, to go out, hallelujah, go down the street, and you're going to meet JoJo? Now, if that's what they call you to do, then I'm going to tell you, don't go. But if you heard him say, I'm calling you to come out from among them and follow me and be perfect. You know, I know he said, you know, we ain't perfect creatures here. But what he's saying, if you listen to my will and follow my will, yes, you're going to make some mistakes, yes. Along the way, yes. But if you listen and follow me, glory to God, hallelujah, I will lead you down that path of righteousness, hallelujah. Or did you hear somebody say, yeah, I'm calling you, hallelujah, yeah, I'm on your main line, hallelujah, telling you, let's go clubbing. I bet you could hear that. And you heard it loud and clear. But do you hear when he said, come on, and you know, and change partners and dance by a new song, hallelujah. You've been dancing over here, amen, glory to God, huh? By it's your love thing, but hallelujah. Can you come over here and dance? I am, hallelujah, the Savior, hallelujah. Come on over here and without something about the name Jesus, can you come over here? Just change partners, flip the script. And go over and dance with Jesus. Hallelujah. He don't mind dancing with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's see. Hallelujah. What do you do? Hallelujah. When God calls. Let's see what happened here. This is in the book of Genesis. This is Abraham. Hallelujah. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. Don't you know it took some faith? Hallelujah. When he was hearing God call and said, this is what I want you to do. Are you willing on this day to leave those people whom you say are your kinfolks and all that? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you have to do that. You have to walk away from that. But he's not saying that you don't help them if they need it. Hallelujah. Don't let them drain you dry, because they can drain you spiritually too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because every time you turn around, there's something wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, me and woe is me. Woe is me and woe is me. My God, my God. Do you pray? Do you hear what he's saying? Have you ever just read the Bible and see what God will say about your situation? It's all right for someone to help you pray, but then there are sometimes when you got to get on your own bended knees. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And he said, come on, Abraham. I'm calling you out of that place. Come on and go, hallelujah, with me. And I'm going to show you some stuff. I want to do some things for you. Hallelujah. And you know, Abraham was under the direct guidance of the Lord, because when he heard him, hallelujah, don't you know, hallelujah, he's thinking like, like some of us do sometime now. Okay, Lord, you want to know, you got to have a whole 9 to 10 yards where you want me to go, what you want me to do. I know there are some things that he's going to have to tell you, but there are some things when he says step out on faith, he's going to wait on you to see if you're going to do it, hallelujah. If you sit down, then that means you ain't doing nothing, hallelujah. Let's move on and see what else happened to good old Abraham, hallelujah. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Oh, my God. You see, he was telling him, he was leading him. You understand, come on now. And I'm going to make you a great nation. You said Abraham was going to be called the father of faith. Glory to God. But you know what? You can be called faithful, too, if you learn how to step out. You know, Sometimes you forget that, you know, faith without works is what? Absolutely dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to step out on faith doing some stuff. Now, there is some foolish faith some people step out on. Now, you know, if you can't afford, hallelujah, to buy no $100,000, you know, amen, glory to God, no $250,000, no $600,000 house and all that good stuff, hallelujah. Amen, glory to God. Hear what I tell you to do. Wait till God open the door for you to get certain stuff. You know, hallelujah, if that's what you want, that's fine. But you got to make sure to put your priorities right first. You know, sometimes our priorities are all wrong. See, God will give us even the more. But guess why he don't? Because he know what we're going to do with what he give us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to go ahead and you're going to go out there. You're going to shop and spree. You're going to do everything you know how to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't going to do what you need to do with the money. And that's why sometimes we don't get it right then. Because he has to prepare our hearts and get us ready. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. See, we were blessed through with Abraham when he was listening to God and following God. Oh, my God. Don't you know? Hallelujah. We were blessed because Abraham followed God. Now, being obedient to God, amen, it will bring you, amen, a whole lot of things, glory to God. You know, God will always pull one out of the family who will listen to him, who will pray, who will seek him, who wants to hear. Hallelujah. What do you want me to do? He going to pull that one out. But let me tell you something. Don't think that that one person ain't going to go through nothing. Because what's going to happen? That one person that went through hell and high water. And that's when he'll pull that person out. Now, listen, this is what I want you to do. See, he was pulling Abraham away. Hallelujah. So Abraham's whole family was going to be blessed through Abraham. God, hallelujah. That's what he'll do for us. He'll pull one out. So one will get connected, get real connection with the Lord thy God, so you'll know how to pray. When situations come, hallelujah, my God, and they will come, glory to God. And how you can seek the Lord thy God, when you spend time with him, hallelujah, when you seek to go higher, and you want to know more about this man named Jesus, glory to God, that's what he'll do. He'll pull that one out, glory to God, and so you can help others. Hallelujah. But understand that. Hallelujah. The ministry gift ain't for just your four and no more. It's for others. Glory to God. It's for other people who gonna also need you. That's understand your family will pull on you. Yes, they will. And you pray for them, and you help them to get through. But don't just let your whole focus be on your four no more, because there's more people out there that's not saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's more out there that need you. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Look at Abraham, how old Abraham was. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I'm just too old, Lord. I'm just too old. Look, Abraham was 75 years old. Come on now. You ain't too old. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't ever say you never get too old. That's just when you gotta obey and move forward. Hallelujah. It don't matter how old you are. Hallelujah. You know, it's better to serve him at your youth, but you know, some don't. Some wait till they get old, and then they want to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, all I got now left is serving the Lord. But there's things in you that people need. Oh, glory to God. God pulled Abraham out of this place. He was 75 years old, okay? Now, what do you think? Abraham going, walking, amen, going to another place. He don't know where he's going. He was just going, hallelujah. God was going to show him the place where he was going. Now, it took great faith for him to go in a place where he didn't have no idea, amen, where it was going to lead to. Hallelujah. But understand, hallelujah, everything, amen, that he had, he took it and he went on. Glory to God. So, don't you know he can use you at any age? It don't matter. Age, they always say age ain't nothing but a number. Yeah, it ain't nothing but a number. Let me give you a little sidebar on that age deal right there. Glory to God. It ain't nothing but a number. But I tell you, women, all women and men, act your age. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Amen. And Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, And they went forth to go out into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. You see what he was saying here? Everything that Abraham had, he took it with him. He took all his maid servants. He took all his little sheep and flocks and whatever, all that he had, he took all that with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He took that with him. Let's move on. And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Kenites was then in the land. Now, these Kenite people right here, glory to God, they were wicked people, idolaters, people, amen, are descended from Noah. Glory to God. Don't you know, amen, when someone ain't doing right and they ain't doing like they're supposed to, amen, don't you know God will take it away from them? And that's a fact. Hallelujah. You know, if you ain't doing right, then guess what? He'll take it away. Hallelujah. Because he'll step back. Hallelujah. You on your own. Then wouldn't you rather live with God than live without him? Glory to God. So God was sending Abraham in a place, amen, for this to land that he was going to give them. Those people in that land were wicked. So he was setting Abraham up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Abraham. Now, don't you know it took some great faith for Abraham to follow him and didn't know where he was going? It takes great faith for you to follow Jesus and don't know which way he's going. Glory to God. It takes you some great, when he said, I'm calling you, amen, into ministry. Hallelujah. It takes some great faith for you to move out and move into that ministry. You don't have to go and put a title on your name. The thing is, just move on out into ministry by faith and let God be your guide like he was guiding Abraham. Hallelujah. Because Abraham trusted him. That's why we don't have no trust these days. We got to trust the Lord our God. If he's telling you to go into ministry, okay, he said, I'm calling you into ministry with these people. Hallelujah. They know who I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. I'm calling you into ministry with these people because they're going to teach you. They're going to lead you. They're going to guide you into which way you need to go, because I have ordained them and set them on high for such a time as this. This is where I want you to go. So stop saying you're scared. Stop saying you're fearful. Stop hanging around Lucy and Ducey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cousin Jacob. Glory to God. What you need to do is you need to walk on in your destiny so God can build you up, so he can strengthen you. Glory to God. And send you back to help them to get out of that mess that they're in. Glory to God. You know you can't be help to them. Hallelujah. If you don't know which way to go, you can't be a help to them. Glory to God. If you don't know how to approach them, you can't be a help to them. Glory to God. If you don't know what to do to get them to stop them from drinking, you don't know what to tell them, glory to God, about a man named Jesus. Glory to God. If you don't know yourself, hallelujah. And he pulled Abraham out, glory to God, because Abraham was going, his family was going to be blessed behind all this. And see, your family, God wants to bless them, glory to God. And he's pulling you out, huh? Glory to God. Now, God is tugging on somebody's heart. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to leave it open. Amen. Glory to God. If you're on this line and you know God is tugging on your heart, hallelujah, to come into this ministry, hallelujah, under without walls, glory to God. You press the one, hallelujah, glory to God, if you want to. If you don't, go ahead and inbox them, hallelujah. It don't matter. I'm not trying to put you out on the straight street. I'm not trying to shame nobody. I just want you to come on in so God can move in your life, hallelujah. And I know for a fact that person who is on this line, hallelujah, because I feel the tug, hallelujah, on my heart. So I know that person is on this line. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to make you join nowhere, hallelujah, that you don't want to be. I'm just trying to set you up to where God wants you to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, let's move on. If you're on this line, you need to contact Apostle, amen, on Facebook, and Pastor, and the Wild Team, so we can get you hooked up. Hallelujah. It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter. Hallelujah. You see what he did? Abraham pulled him out. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm under your kinfolk. I'm finna do something in your life. I'm finna bless you. Amen. You and all your children gonna be blessed. I'm gonna make you a great nation. Hallelujah. So the word of God can be spread abroad. Good God Almighty. Hey, let's move on. Hallelujah. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham. Verse 7. Hallelujah. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. My God, my God. You know, what are you saying? He built an altar. Abraham set up camp right there. He set up camp right there. Let's move on just a little bit. And he moved from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Haran the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Ain't it something? Hallelujah. When you build an altar, you know, God will come. Hallelujah. You know, we have been said many, many times to do things. Amen. So you can call upon the name of the Lord. When you call him, he going to come. Hallelujah. He ain't going to leave you out there hanging. You know, sometimes people will leave you hanging, but you understand, he ain't going to never leave you hanging. Glory to God. And Abraham journeyed, going on, still towards the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. In other words, understand, just because God called you into a place, that don't mean you ain't going to go through nothing. I don't know what people think. Okay, God called me here. Oh, Lord, now you done left me, Lord. Lord, I got all this going on. Understand, when God called Abraham, glory to God, to this land, my God, Abraham had all kinds of stuff going on. His wife hadn't had a baby yet. Hallelujah. But you know, that was a set time on Sarah. We'll say it like that. That was a set time. Hallelujah. And there was a famine in the land. Glory to God. That means there wasn't nothing to eat. Food was very, very scarce. Hallelujah. And if he stepped out on faith, hallelujah, following God, and now, you know, he still had all his trials and all these tests going on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you think, hallelujah, that he didn't turn around and go back. He didn't. So don't think, hallelujah. You see what Abraham went through. Now don't think when you come over here, amen, on this, on the law side, as you know they say in the South, on the law side, glory to God, that everything is just going to be all right. But you know what? I'd rather go through with him than to go through without him. Because I know whatever I'm going through, he's going to make it all right. Good God Almighty. Hey, glory to God. Oh, my God. He's going to make it all right. Glory to God. But if I don't have him, then I can't call him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like I want to. I can't say, Lord Jesus, oh, my God. Lord, I'm here. Lord, I am your child. Glory to God. Then that's when you can muster up enough faith, huh, to keep on walking and knowing that, God, I know you're going to make it all right. This trial and this test won't get me down, because I know, Lord God, if I hold on to your unchanging hand, everything going to be all right. Glory to God. I'd rather go through with him than to go through without him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. My God, my God. Let's move on to 11. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarah his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. In other words, he said, you know what? I know you're beautiful and everything. You're gorgeous. You're wonderful. I know you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're made like a brick house. You know, you got all that going on for you, girl. I know it. You know, amen, prayer, praise, and hallelujah. And that's what he was telling her. But let's see what happened next. Therefore, it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. I say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. What he was telling her, he said, you know what? When they see you and see how good you're looking, girl, here we go. You know what's going to happen? They're going to kill me, hallelujah, because if I say you are my wife, then they're going to kill me. And they'll keep you, but they're going to kill me. He said, you know, for the sake, hallelujah, glory to God. But anyway, hallelujah, just tell them you're my sister. Hey, don't you know, Abraham did. He slipped there for a minute. He did. Glory to God. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. He just lied. He shouldn't have done that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he forgot Abraham slipped for a minute. He forgot the promises of God. You know, he said every promise is yea and amen. You ain't got to lie to get nothing. Good God Almighty. And let me help you. If you have lied and cheated, I know they done did taxes. And if you have lied and cheated on your taxes, understand that stuff do come back on you. And if you have lied and cheated other people, understand that do. You know, the Bible said, whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let me help you out. You ain't got to lie, hallelujah, to get nothing. You know, they was talking about on Tuesday, I piggyback on some of the stuff that they were saying, hallelujah. I don't have to re-preach it because they preached it real good. Hallelujah, glory to God. They preached it so well, hallelujah. Even a baby couldn't stray from what they were preaching. My God, hallelujah. When they was preaching about Ananias and Sapphira, glory to God, how they lied and they died, glory to God. So you don't have to lie, hallelujah. I was with someone, amen, glory to God, and it's kind of funny, hallelujah. They said, hold up, wait a minute, now, I ain't lying. Glory to God. That let me know that they're listening to the word that's coming forth. It is piercing their heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That word is piercing their heart. They say, hold up now. I ain't lying now. This is the truth. I'm not lying. I ain't going to lie to you. This is what I said. I said, okay, glory to God. You know, I kind of laughed a little bit, but it was awesome to know that word is piercing their heart. So don't think it ain't getting through. That word is going through. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. So he said, just tell them that, you know, you're my sister. And it came to pass that when Abraham was come to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. They said, ooh, look at her. Man, don't she look good. She a brick house. Look at her. Ooh, she's beautiful. That's what they were saying. Hallelujah. She was gorgeous. Glory to God. She was gorgeous. That's what they were saying. She was just looking good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. The princess also of Pharaoh, saw her and commanded her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entered Abraham, and he entreated Abraham well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and manservants and maidservants, and she asses and camels. Don't you know when he saw it, then he had said Abraham was, you know, Sarah was Abraham's sister. Hey, you know what I'm gonna do? Hey, I'm gonna help a brother out. Hey, let me give you a little stuff. Hallelujah, glory to God. I like your sister and everything, and he began to give Abraham stuff. Began to give him donkeys and, you know, all that different animals and all that stuff. It said right here, manservants, maidservants. See, hey, glory to God. If Abraham went in there, right? Hallelujah. He maybe even got more than that. Think about it. But he gave him all that stuff because he wanted to talk to his sister. Hey, that's the way some people set it up. You know, hey, man, let me take you out. I want to talk to your sister. You know, I want to rap to your sister. That's the way, you know, they talk now, amen, in the world. It's not talking. They want to rap to your sister. Glory to God. Ladies, be careful if it comes to you like that. Turn your head. Go the other way. Amen. And men, if they come to you like that, amen, turn, go the other way. Hallelujah. They got to come to you correct. Hallelujah. If they don't come to you correct, then you know that ain't them. Hallelujah. But you know that's what he did because he wanted to talk to his sister. Glory to God. So, you know, give him all this. Hey, man, let me give you all these and give him servants and everything. Gave him all this stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Look at that. See there? Be careful. Be careful. Be careful who you're trying to talk to. Glory to God. Because you don't know. When sometimes you women go out, men go out, you know, and they'll say, well, you know, you're married. And then that woman will say, yeah, you know, but they say, ooh, well, why your husband let you out? Hallelujah. Like she didn't have two legs to walk out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us. Hallelujah. She had two legs to walk out the door. Glory to God. To go to the grocery store. He didn't have to let her out of this. He was keeping her in prison. Yeah, all jokes aside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's what they will say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And you see what happened here? Hallelujah. God, the Lord plagued Pharaoh. And Pharaoh called Abraham and said, what is this that thou hast done to me, unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Huh, see? See, glory to God. See what happened here? Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are even so many times, you know, in the streets, you know, you'll see, hallelujah, men will ask women, are they married? And they'll say, no, I'm not. They be done took the ring off, put it in the purse, or had a hand in their pocket. I'd see them do it. Hallelujah. But you better be careful, men. You better know somebody that knows somebody that know that their woman married. Hallelujah. Leave her alone. Glory to God. Don't curse yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, how do you think Pharaoh found out? He probably, okay, hold up. With these plagues coming on us and all this coming on us, something ain't right here. Something just ain't right. Don't you know he was thinking something just ain't right? He, in my little mind, I'm saying he pulled one of those people that were with Abraham, amen, aside and said, hold up, who is this woman? Hallelujah, glory to God. And they went ahead and told me, you know what, amen. In my little mind, I'm saying that's what happened now. This is Abraham's wife. What? Don't you know he had a fit when he said, hold up, wait a minute. And that's why we cursed around here. Uh-uh, man, why you didn't tell me that was your wife? Glory to God. And Pharaoh called Abraham, glory to God, hallelujah. Why didn't thou? She is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife. Now, therefore, behold, thy wife, take her and go thy way. He said, go ahead, get what you want. Everything I gave you, you ain't got to get it. Give it back. All them sheets, all them men servants, all them she-asses and all, everything, the he's and all it, just take it and go. Get on away from me, because you done got me cursed. Hallelujah, glory to God. All these plagues and all these different diseases coming against my household, all because of something you said, hallelujah. But you know what, hallelujah. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wives and all that he had. He told him, take everything. Don't take nothing back from him, because he done cursed our household. Glory to God. Now, Abraham did. He repented from that. Glory to God. He repent and turned around. Ain't it something how God's grace and mercy, you know, he can put us back on the right track. If we do things, then we go ahead and we repent and turn around from those sins, amen, that we have committed. Hallelujah. Turn around. That means turn around and go the other way. Don't keep committing them. Hallelujah. Now, he had already told that lie, said that was his sister. So he repented and turned around. And then you can be restored back to your righteousness with the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Now in these days, hallelujah, it's to keep a repentant heart. Repent daily. You know, I repent for things that I don't even know if I done it or whether I did it or not, but it don't even matter. I just go to repent because I want to keep a pure heart and I want to keep a clean mind. Hallelujah. And if you sin against your leaders, glory to God, let me help you. What you need to do, you need to go to them. Let me slow it down for just a minute. Glory to God. You need to go to them and say, you know what? I have not been doing what I need to do. Hallelujah. Concerning, you know, whatever it is concerning, you know, hallelujah. I'm not saying, you know, that you have or you hadn't, but I'm just saying, hallelujah. I have not been doing what I'm supposed to do concerning, hallelujah. So I repent now, and I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And turn around and go the right way and keep going the right way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I tell you, it is nothing like keeping a pure heart. It is nothing like keeping your mind focused on the Lord thy God. Glory to God. Because he can move in a mighty way. My God, my God. Huh? Abraham, well, he was making Abraham a great nation. Hallelujah. His children and his children's children, his descendants were going to be blessed. Even after Abraham was gone on home, he's still, amen, those children were going to be blessed because of what Abraham did and how he walked before God, and he was perfect. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not making mistakes, but he listened to the Lord thy God, and he walked before, he said, walk before me and be thou ye perfect. So he's telling him to do my will. Hallelujah. And I will bless your family, and them that curse you, he said, I'm going to curse them. I'm going to take care of that. So you don't have to say, well, you know what, I curse you at the, no, you ain't got to curse people. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He's going to take care of that. Hallelujah. Look at the curse that came upon Pharaoh. But you know, he didn't know. Hallelujah. He didn't know because he thought that was Abraham's sister. So Abraham told him that. But that's okay. He repented and turned around. And that's what you need to do. Learn how to repent and turn from that sin. You know, when people said turn around, that don't mean turn around and go a different way, get a whole new different person and do the same thing over again. That means don't do it no more, period. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, God is the keeper of our soul, and he wants to do so much so many great and mighty things through us. But we won't allow, amen, we won't allow him to, because we won't walk in his righteousness. You know, so many times we get so entangled with the things that are happening here on the earth, and you get so full of stuff that's going on here on the earth that you forget all about the man named Jesus. You forget all about him, hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't get so entangled with stuff. They want so much stuff, and you don't want no of Jesus, no more of Jesus, but you want all this stuff, glory to God, because guess what, all that's gonna, it's going to be like a vapor, hallelujah, it's going to be going away, you ain't gonna, they ain't going to take it, say amen over there, hallelujah, in the cemetery, say okay, I need this lot here is for my car, this lot here is for my mansion, this lot over here, hallelujah, is for my jewelry, hallelujah, ain't nothing wrong with you want stuff, but don't get so entangled, hallelujah, with the way the world system is, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You forget all about, hallelujah, being obedient to the Lord thy God. Just look at Abraham, hallelujah. He was a father of faith. Just think about it, hallelujah. Could you have taken, hallelujah, you know, hallelujah, one of our other ministers was talking about how he took his son up, hallelujah, for a sacrifice, you know, only here, hallelujah. Could you have done that, hallelujah? That's why Abraham was found faithful, because he was doing what God told him to do, hallelujah. Could you do that? Glory to God. Could you do that? Can you walk before the Lord, thou God, knowing that he will bring you out of whatever it is, hallelujah, you're going through, and he will give you that stuff. It don't matter. Glory to God. Can you do that? You don't have to lie about it. You don't have to lie whenever God, when God is in control, you ain't got to lie. You ain't got to lie on your taxes. You ain't got to try to cheat the system. Hallelujah. You ain't got to try to do none of that. Oh, when God is in control, where they won't give you, then understand, he will, hallelujah, because he made everything, and it belonged to him. He ain't going to let you go hungry, glory to God. He ain't going to let your life get cut off. He ain't going to let you get put out. Let me help you, hold up, wait a minute. You got to pay your tithe and offering, come on. He said he'll rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. So you don't want to, you ain't got none of that stuff. If you're doing right, then right's going to follow you. That's what they always used to say. I used to always question, what are y'all talking about? You know, he said, if I do right, right going to follow me. Well, how is right going to follow me? Is it got feet to walk behind me? Glory to God. Amen. You know, that's when you're young. Amen. And you don't know no better. When you grow up and you get teaching like I did and you learn some stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he's good. Hallelujah. And he's always worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. He's worthy. He's a worthy God. Hallelujah, glory to God. It don't matter how old you are. Abraham 75. So it's okay. Hallelujah. You can come on in and join now. Nobody ain't going to be turned down, not because of no age. Glory to God. God ain't looking at no age. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, we serve an awesome God. Abraham was the father of faith. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He moved out. Hallelujah. By faith, because faith without works is dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't put your hand to do nothing, ain't nothing going to happen. Glory to God. Now just think about it. If you want a piece of cake, hallelujah, the cake is sitting on the counter. Glory to God. And if you don't go get the knife, amen, and cut the cake, hallelujah, it ain't gonna jump in your plate, right? Glory to God, hallelujah. So, amen. That's the way it works. You gotta put some work to it, hallelujah. If you want, hallelujah, more, and you want better, you want a better position on your job, hallelujah. There's some things that you're going to have to do. You're going to have to pray, seek him out, and seek what he's saying, and seek him where he's saying, and what to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you ain't doing none of that, then nothing happens. I remember, hallelujah, I'm going to give you this testimony. Hallelujah. I was going, amen, to school. Hallelujah. And I'm like, okay, I wanted to go for a physical therapist. And they were saying, well, you know what? Hallelujah. They called me, and as I was going down the road, and they were saying, you know, we only offer two-year services, you know, 2 years, amen, we'll pay for you to go and do it and get your degree. They said, so, you know, you're going to have to choose something else because it takes longer to do that, amen, and there's just not the funds to do that. But they will pay for you to go 2 years to get what you need. Hallelujah. So I'm like, okay, now real quick, I said, okay, now, Lord, what do you want me to do? Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? Okay, I said, what, Lord, what do you want me to do? Okay, and she was on the phone, and I'm holding over here. She said, you there? I said, yeah, hold on just a minute, glory to God. Just hold on, hallelujah. And then I'm hearing the Lord speaking to me and telling me what he wanted me to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I went on and done what he wanted me to do, glory to God. Hallelujah. although I couldn't see it, I couldn't see it, hallelujah, but he knew, he had a plan in mind, hallelujah, and there were some things that he wanted me to do. So I tell you, hallelujah, you got to have some faith and you got to learn how to move out when he tells you to move, hallelujah. It don't matter how old y'all, he can still use you. Amen, glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to give you a second chance, amen, glory to God, to go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. My God, we serve an awesome God. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. Nobody pressed the one, but I'm going to encourage you to make sure you listen, amen, at the show on Tuesday night. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, they come to you, amen, just spectacular. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When they get through, oh, my God, what a word come forth. Good God Almighty. So don't forget, amen, glory to God. Then you come on Saturday. Elder Bertha asks you, an awesome, awesome woman of God. Hallelujah. She comes on with a song, and you can feel the anointing. Hey, glory to God. When she come on with the song, hallelujah. One of my favorites is, were you there? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Were you there when they crucified him? Hallelujah. That's one of my favorites right there. Glory to God. Then you move on down to Sunday. Hallelujah. I'm the our first hour of power, and then the next hour will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson. The doors of the church is open. So come on in and get in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Now we're going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to, amen, go over to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I receive you in my heart, Lord God. Father God, I repent for everything that I've done, Lord, all the things, Lord God, that I should be doing, Lord, at this point for you, oh God. Father God, I repent. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer. Amen. Walking in righteousness, glory to God. And I want you to hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you, hallelujah. Glory to God, and get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught. And if you don't know one, hallelujah, just hit us up, and we'll try to help you, to lead you and guide you in the right place so you can make sure you can get what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to get a benediction, and we're going to get off, and we're going to get ready for Ministry Lane, who's coming up next. Oh, amen. We're going to switch stations, hallelujah, just a little bit, but I want you to tune in and show her some love. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week, and we will see you back here on next Sunday.